Hey guys, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and we'll say hello to you and welcome to another Friday Drivecast edition. And you know, Fridays are the day of the week that we jump tracks and go where the Lord takes us. So let's dive in today. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus tells a really large crowd a cryptic parable, and it goes like this. But what do I compare this generation to? It's like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their other playmates. We played the flute for you, and you didn't dance. We sang a funeral song for you, and you didn't mourn. Now, I've always wrestled with the application of this parable, and this is cryptic Jesus at his best. You know, there are times that Jesus is crystal clear, and there's other times that he makes you work for it. And for me, this is one of those times that he makes you work for it. Until I read the previous story about John the Baptist, who earlier in Matthew chapter 11, we find him in prison, and he's having heard of Jesus' healing and teaching ministry, and he sends word through his disciples to go ask Jesus, Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or should I be looking for another? And Jesus answers in Matthew chapter 11, verse 4, guys, go and tell John what you hear and you see. Blind, lame, lepers, deaf are being healed. Even the dead are being raised. And then he adds this caveat. Blessed are they who keep from stumbling over me. And bottom line, Jesus' ministry, it didn't look like what John the Baptist thought it should look like. I mean, John's idea of the Jewish Messiah was that he would bring the hammer down on Rome, and instead Jesus was healing people, and he was teaching things like turn the other cheek and pray for your enemies. And in reality, what's going on here in Matthew chapter 11 is John's expectations of Jesus, they weren't being met. So now fast forward to that cryptic parable where Jesus tells the crowd that this generation, it's like children in the marketplace saying, come on, Jesus, we're playing the flute, so dance. We're playing a funeral song, so mourn. And Jesus seems to be telling his followers through this cryptic parable that I'm not here to dance to your tune, so don't stumble over me when I'm not meeting your expectations. You know, Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 19, it's an amazing read, and it deserves many cups of coffee or tea while contemplating our own relationships with Jesus, especially when it feels like that he's not answering our prayers the way that we think he should, or when our wildest dreams aren't coming true, or when he doesn't seem to be dancing to our tune. You know, our generation's no different than the generation that Jesus is referring to in the parable. We too are like kids saying, come on, Jesus, dance for us. And when he doesn't meet our expectations, when he doesn't seem to be coming through for us like kids, we just pack up the flute and we go home. So what's the point? Well, obviously, Jesus didn't come to make all of our wildest dreams come true. And the reason that he did come was because he loved us so much that he entered into the human condition to defeat our sin and our evil and to release us from our sins by his blood. And just because he's not meeting our expectations doesn't mean that he loves us any less. Was John the Baptist's prayer answered? In three more chapters, the only way he gets out of prison is when he's beheaded by a brutal governor. Life is awful messy. It's full of disappointments and tragedy. And in the midst of them, we would do well to remember Jesus' words to John's disciples. Blessed are those of us who keep from stumbling over Jesus when he doesn't seem to meet our expectations. So let's end today's Drivecast with the offer to pray together. Let's pray about our expectations, both the realistic and the unrealistic ones, and let's trust Jesus to sort them out for us. If you'd like to join me in prayer, I invite you to pray something like this. Jesus, remind me today that Matthew chapter 11 teaches me not to doubt your love for me when things aren't going my way. Help me to trust you more in turbulent times. When, like John, I'm in prison, and it feels to me like you should be acting differently, heal that insecurity in me that causes me to project unrealistic expectations upon you, Jesus, and upon those that I love. Amen. So as usual, I want to thank you for tuning in today. The weekend is upon us, and I hope that you have a safe and a happy one. And do your best to worship with us in one of our four locations in person this coming Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.